righty, folks. It's 1:23 here on this early Saturday. It's JJ After Dark, John Krzyzewski. Keep me company right here on the Fan, 877-337-6666. And with the Big Isles news of the day, the fact that they'll be playing the first round at the Nassau Coliseum, and if they advance, the rest of the playoff games will be at the Barclays, I said, we got to sound the alarm. We got to have the voice of the Isles fan, and he is killing it. He's all over the place with the Isles Seat podcast. Second day in a row I have an in-studio guest. I mean, it's unbelievable. My main man, he's here, Mike Carver. Mike, how are you, pal?
JJ, what's going on, buddy?
So, Mike, obviously it's big news. Your initial thought when you saw the release at around 6:30 at night?
I wasn't shocked. I kind of thought it was going to be something like this. There had been some whispers that they were going to split it, maybe play the first round out in Nassau and then play the rest of the games at Barclays. It's tough for the fans because the majority of the fan base obviously wants all the games to be played at the Nassau Coliseum. They feel the Islanders have a distinct home ice advantage there. It gets wild. It gets crazy. I mean, been to playoff games there in the past. It's an advantage. But there is a money side to this as well. And the money side to this is there's a lot more suites at the Barclays Center. There's also, you've heard that the current new Coliseum is not configured well enough for if the extra media, if they get into the later rounds of the playoffs, things like that, which is also 100% true. Honestly, it's probably not configured for media now. I mean, it's the same place it always was. Just put some new seats in there and some paint around the place and some new concessions. So it's tough for some fans, but I think it's good that they did this now. I think doing this in the middle of February and saying this is how it's going to be.
Well, you know, there's a plan in place, right? As opposed to like, all right, there's 2 weeks before the end of the regular season. Where the hell are we playing our playoff games? Now at least the Islander fan can prepare mentally. All right, first round, we're going to rock out the barn, hopefully win a playoff series, and then hopefully bring those good vibes over to Brooklyn where they won a playoff series a couple years ago.
And here's the other side of it, too. Nobody thought that we'd be talking playoffs about this team,
no
let
chance.
Alone winning a division this year. After losing to Tavares in the summer, you come in with a new coach, new general manager. Both guys are excellent, obviously, but you didn't expect the Islanders on February 15th or 16th, whatever you are right now, to be sitting in first place in the Metro, JJ. So no matter where they're playing these games, people are going to be excited. This is more than anybody could have hoped for this year. And yes, it'll be fun in the first round. They'll play over, out at Nassau. They played playoff games at Barclays a couple years ago. They beat the Florida Panthers in the first round, the Tavares walk-off overtime winner. The place was loud. The place had the feel. Is it going to have the feel of the Coliseum? No. But it is a playoff game. Islander fans will show up. And it's a good year. They're going to support the team.
Well, Mike, there's a lot of buzz around your Isles. I'm starting to get the calls more and more. I'm getting the tweets. You got to mention the Islanders, rightfully so. Listen to playing good hockey. What has been your biggest surprise with this team without Tavares, where they are in the standings? What so far this year has surprised you the most?
The fact that for basically what's 90% of the same roster as last year, that they've been able to take the system and the structure of Barry Trotz and his coaching staff and go from the team that gave up the most goals in the NHL last year to now have given up the least amount of goals in the NHL this year. Completely changed the entire defensive system. That, for me, is just, it's mind-boggling. They were awful. JJ, it's the same guys.
When they were giving
same
up four or five goals a game, it felt like.
And now this year, now they've gotten unbelievable goaltending. Robin Lehner and Thomas Greiss are 1-2 in the NHL in goals against and save percentage.
I saw that. That's
they
absurd.
They are the top two goalies in the entire league in the two best categories. It's insane.
As far as expectations now, Islanders are going to be a playoff team.
They better be.
They better be a playoff team. Do you now look at this year, despite what your expectations were going into the year, do you now sit there and say to yourself, they have to win a round?
No. I think they have to get home ice. I think that they have to win this division. Not have to win the division. I'm not going to go that far. But if they finish first or second in the Metro, they get home ice in the first round. They have not had home ice, JJ, in a playoff series since 1988. Is the last time the Islanders played game one at home in the playoffs. So they got an opportunity to do that here. They're better than these other teams in division. They've beaten Pittsburgh a lot this year. They've beaten Columbus both times they've played them. They've beaten Washington a bunch. They've split with Washington. They're 1-1 with them. Still have a few games left with them. There's nobody they should be scared of. And they've got a three-point cushion on Washington right now, 7 points on Columbus and Pittsburgh. They got to get home ice, JJ.
Now, Mike, as far as the NHL trade deadline, if there's one thing the Isles need to complement this team, what would you say it is, another scorer?
They need a top six forward who can also help their power play. The power play has been dreadful. It's not good. And they need another guy up there who can, you know, put the puck in the net on a really consistent basis. They've been doing this, JJ, winning a lot of games 2-1 and 3-2. They're not scoring a lot of goals, especially recently since out of the All-Star break. Their main guys that you look at to score, the Anders Lees, the Brock Nelsons, the Josh Baileys. Bailey did have a goal the other night against Columbus, but these are the guys you look for to score, and they haven't been doing a lot of it lately. Now, Barzal's been awesome. Barzal's great, but they still need another guy who could be that trigger man, who could be that guy that puts the puck in the net more consistently.
Now, as we look ahead to the rest of this month, how wild is that scene going to be when John Tavares, for the first time, is walking into that Coliseum wearing the Toronto Maple Leafs jersey? Just, I can't even begin to describe what it's going to be like, because I know how angry people like you were and the Isles fans, because you had the whole dog and pony show, the whole song and dance, and then at the 11th hour, he says, you know what, I'm done with the Islanders, I'm going north to the border. So I think it's fair to say it's not going to be a nice, cushy homecoming for John Tavares.
Oh, it's not going to be at all. And I'm glad that this is finally here, because honestly, this has been months and months and months. The Islander fan has had this circled on the calendar. And early in the year, this is all you thought you were going to be circling on the calendar late in the year. You didn't know this was going to happen. So not only do they have this coming up, they're one of the best teams in hockey this year. And they're going to have this guy coming in. Toronto, also one of the best teams in hockey. It's going to be an unbelievable game. And let me tell you, JJ, the place is going to be full. You don't usually for warm-ups, you don't see a lot of people in the building for warm-ups. Warm-ups, it will be full, JJ, and they are going to boo this guy. It's going to be insane the amount of booing you're going to hear for John Tavares that night. And then, honestly, I'm going to be glad, because it's been just, it's getting a little tiresome. It really has. It's tired of talking about it. The team has been so good, I'm glad, because you haven't had to worry, focus on him, but It is a date that's been circled for a long time, and we're finally there, and I think it's going to be very exciting that night.
Okay, Carver, since I have you here for like another 5 minutes, I'm going to get a couple of these Isles fans on the line. You got
Let's
your headphones
go.
In? Let's take a couple calls before we hit the 140 update. Let's head to Hanstel, Pennsylvania. Steve, he's up next on a fan. What's up, Steve?
Hey, listen, I'm a huge Rangers fan, but I love what the Islanders are doing right now.
What's not to love, Steve? I mean, you look at the way they've played, Mike. You look at the way they've exceeded expectations. And that, to me, is the remarkable thing about this season. They come in, they talk about changing the culture. Lou Lamoriello, brand name. Barry Trotz, brand name. Nobody expected this in 1 year.
Nobody expected it, especially losing Tavares. And like I said, it's the same guys. Now, I love that Barzal has stepped up and he's become the guy. For me, that was a big thing, JJ. With Tavares gone, would Barzal be able to be a guy who could step up and take on that top defensive pairing every night? He has shown it this year. He's been really good. They just need a little bit more scoring and they'll be okay.
All right, Mike, let's head to Glen Cove. Scotty up next. He's on the fan. What's happening, Scotty?
As a huge Ranger fan, can you tell me what Barry Trotz's playoff record is? It's not that good.
Hold on a second, Scott. The guy won the Stanley Cup last year. Come on, man. Come on, man.
He's the reigning Stanley Cup champion.
Listen,
coach.
Mike, you know me. I'm a casual hockey guy. I am not Johnny Hockey.
I know that.
Come on.
I'll tell you this about Barry Trotz, okay? The gentleman is right. Before last year winning Washington... He did have. He needed that ring, Barry Trotz.
But he got it.
But let me tell you, his whole entire career in Nashville, he took teams, some of them that had no business making the playoffs, and he got them to the playoffs year after year. Did they get past the second round a lot? No, they never did. But he always took teams that overachieved. He goes to Washington, a team that never got it done. They lose to the Penguins every year. It took him 4 years, but he eventually climbed the mountain with them and won the Stanley Cup. Guys like Ovechkin, who never won. And now he comes to the Islanders in his first year, a team that gave up the most goals in the NHL last year. And he's got them sitting in first in the Metro, JJ. Come on.
It's impressive stuff. And Trotz showed me all I need to know about him last year. Because to your point, the Capitals looked at the Penguins every year, and they died like dogs.
Never beat them.
They lose these excruciating games in the postseason. For him to be the head coach, beat Pittsburgh, go through the Eastern Conference, beat a hot Vegas team that was playing really good hockey. That guy could coach.
Think about this, and this gets forgotten. First round last year, JJ, they're down 2-0 to Columbus. Lost the first two games at home.
Remember that.
Go to Columbus down 2-0 and win a double overtime game in game three to get the series to 2-1, and they didn't lose another game to Columbus after that. Then beat the Penguins, and they go on, and they win the Stanley Cup. It was crazy.
Let's see, Carver, if I actually have an Islander fan.
Any Islander
on the line.
Fans? Enough of these Ranger fans.
Because right now we're 0-2 with the Ranger fans calling in. Old Bridge, New Jersey. Ryan up next. He's on the fan. What's up, Ryan?
What's up, JJ and Mike? How we doing
What's
tonight?
What's happening, Ryan? How are you, pal?
It's nice to finally actually talk some Islanders hockey.
Well, listen, Ryan, and we're going to make this a regular thing now when the Isles have big news coming up. Carver's as good as it gets. And, Mike, you need to plug the podcast for all the guys who are always looking for hockey coverage. And, listen, I'll admit, we can't do it on my show for 4 hours. Mike does it all the time. Where can you find it?
Isle Seat Podcast. Go to isleseat.com. You can find it on iTunes, Google Play, all those places where you can listen to your podcast. I've got events coming up you can check out on there. Do all that stuff. So it's going to be a big couple weeks here for the Islanders as we head towards the playoffs.
So what do you got, Ryan? Yeah,
I just listened to the podcast tonight. It was actually another great one, Mike.
There you go. Thank you,
Chicago
buddy.
I live in Chicago now. I'm flying out there on the 28th.
That's right. You tweeted me about that. Make sure you come see me at the tailgate that night before
that
the Tavares
is my
game,
plan.
All right?
We're renting a car. I'm driving to the lot just like old times.
Attaboy, baby. Attaboy. So what do you got?
Now, it's more for Mike. Who do we match up the best with in the East this year? The only team I'm really afraid of is Boston. We haven't played them well.
Yeah, the Islanders have never played well against the Boston Bruins. They've lost two tough games to them up in Boston this year, 2-1 and 3-1. They do play them at the Coliseum late in March. Boston would scare me, but honestly, the Islanders have shown you this year there is nobody to be scared of. They have taken the best team in the NHL, the Tampa Bay Lightning, played them tough all three games, beat them at the Barclays Center, played a scoreless game to a shootout with them at the Coliseum a couple weeks ago. They've beaten the Maple Leafs. They've beaten the Capitals. They've beaten the Penguins a bunch of times. Anybody who has stood in their way this year, JJ, they have beaten.
So who, in your opinion, then, out of any of these teams in the Eastern Conference, toughest first-round matchup?
Look,
one team you don't want to see. What is it, Washington or Pittsburgh?
Well, if they go first or second, you know, I never like playing the Penguins because the Penguins have that championship pedigree. You play Crosby, you play Malkin. Murray's won a couple cups, even though he could be up and down. The Penguins are scary. And honestly, I think that the Capital matchup would favor the Islanders. I think that I saw it the couple times they played this year. That team knows that their old coach is sitting on the other side of that bench, and he knows everything about them, and I think it scares them. I think the Penguins would be tough. Columbus is a tough team, too. Columbus, I know the Islanders have beaten them twice. Columbus is a tough team as well.
All right, Carver, we actually have another real Islander fan on the line. So no Ranger fans trying to sneak through the cracks here. Jerry in New Jersey is up next with JJ and the King of the Isle Seat Podcast, Mike Carver. What's up, Jerry?
What's going on, guys? What's the talk on the 28th? Is it ours is better or we don't need you? And then I got a trade proposition.
Yeah, we've been talking about this on the podcast, and I've done a couple of live things on Twitter after a few games. What should the crowd chant that night?
I like Tavares, "We don't need you."
We don't need you is definitely first in the clubhouse for me.
Well, because it's pro Islander, right, Jerry?
Right,
and it's anti-Tavares at the same time. So I think that's a win-win one. What's the other one you mentioned? Barzell's better.
Barzy's better. Yeah,
yeah.
And a trade, let's pickpocket Edmonton. They got rid of Talbot. What about getting rid of Wahlstrom and Dobson and maybe throw in Dalcola, Hussang, and free Connor McDavid?
No, Jerry,
listen.
Stop, Jerry.
You guys, Connor
Jerry, it's not
David.
Happening, Jerry. It is not happening.
The
Here's
Edmonton
your target.
Not that stupid.
You've got a
Come
couple
on.
Of guys that Lou can target here, and you're never going to hear anything about it. Lou does not tell anybody what he is going to do. So anything that happens in the next 10 days is not going to get leaked out. Here's your targets. Panarin from Columbus. I don't believe they're going to trade him. He's a sniper. He's a UFA at the end of the year. Columbus has two of them, him and the goalie Bobrovsky. Both could get dealt. They could keep both. You never know. They're in a playoff run right now, so anything can happen. Ottawa has two guys that they could possibly trade, Matt Duchene and Mark Stone. Both guys would help the Islanders big time. They're both scorers. They could both get it done, both UFAs at the end of the year. And for me, I have one guy that I personally love from the Ducks, and that's Jakob Silfverberg. Also a UFA. He's a winger, can help with the top six, power play, penalty kill. And listen to this, JJ, playoff performer, 45 points in 69 career playoff games, Jakob Silfverberg from the Ducks. That's the guy, JJ, that I want.
So you have been on this bandwagon now for what, the last like three, 4 weeks?
Just a couple days with Silfverberg.
Because
we're finally close enough now where
we actually know who's available and who's not.
And in the Western Conference, JJ, I know you're not following the West in the NHL.
No.
Everybody has been in it. Like, from top to bottom, it's been so bad. Nobody wants those last two wild card spots. Now, the Ducks have finally fallen back quite a bit. They're going to be sellers. The Kings will be sellers. But the West has been wide open. So that's why it's been a while for teams to really fall out of it.
You're going to be a great resource to our show over the next couple weeks, my friend, because this is Mr. Islander. Listen, you're not going to find a bigger Islander fan in the building. You're not going to find a guy who knows more about the team. You're watching him day in and day out. We had two guys who go about things very differently, but there are similarities where Rothstein is a nut about the college basketball, and he's watching, like, Princeton. I mean, he's watching anybody. You're watching Islander preseason games in September. So, Mike Carver, I'll see Pod. Mike, during the playoffs, and there will be playoff games, I hope we can have a few more of these fireside chats along the way. Right,
I will have them, buddy. You know that. I can't wait. It's going to be a fun spring.
So explain to me now, what do you have coming up on the podcast before we hit Marco at 140?
What do I got in terms of live events?
Big events coming up.
Next Saturday, I'm doing a live podcast in the city at a place called the Offside Tavern on 14th Street before the Islanders play Vancouver. So
okay, very
gonna
cool.
Going to have a nice crowd over there. I'm doing a little live pregame show before the tailgate at the 28th as well, out there in the parking lot with my boy Devin from Yes Men Outfitters. I'm going to be doing stuff with him too. So, it's going to be a good couple weeks for the Islanders here.
Mike, you're killing it, bro. Keep up the good work, all right?
All right, JJ. Thanks for having me.